Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, November 15th. You'll be interested to know, 36 years ago, today, in 1988, the Palestine National Council, urged by Palestine Liberation Organization Chairman Yasser Arafat, declared the establishment of an independent state of Palestine, encompassing the West Bank and Gaza Strip, marking a significant moment in the ongoing struggle for Palestinian self-determination and national identity. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny and feels like 23 degrees with 9 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 4:21, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:36. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny Friday, with temperatures reaching around 55, accompanied by a gentle northwestern breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low of 41 and light winds at about 10. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be at 10 with the low tide at 4:30. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 53 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny weather on Saturday with a high near 57 and a northwest wind. Sunday stays sunny too, reaching a high near 60. A slight chance of rain arrives Monday morning, then it will be partly sunny with a high near 61. Nights will be mostly clear to partly cloudy with lows in the low 40s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a group of transportation planners, elected officials, and community members launched a significant initiative to explore options for replacing the Tobin Bridge. Over the next 18 months, a state working group will assess alternatives for the 74-year-old structure connecting Chelsea and Boston's Charlestown neighborhood. Given the bridge's critical role in handling 87,000 vehicles daily, the planning study will not conclude until the summer of 2026. Patrick Snyder from the Massachusetts Department of Transportation stated they are open to any and all ideas. Concerns include reducing single-occupancy vehicles and avoiding property takings during construction. Now on to sports. On Thursday night football in Philadelphia, the Eagles, now 8-2, edged out the Washington Commanders 26-18. Saquon Barkley was hard to stop, with 146 rushing yards and 2 late touchdowns. Jalen Hurts, despite a concussion scare, secured the go-ahead score. Washington's Jaden Daniels threw for 191 yards but was intercepted late, as the Eagles' defense and Barkley's brilliance sealed their 6th consecutive win. On Saturday, the 6th-ranked Tennessee Volunteers faced the 11th-ranked Georgia Bulldogs at Sanford Stadium. Georgia, with a 28-game home winning streak, is a 3-point favorite. The over-under is set at 51.5. Tennessee's Dylan Sampson leads the SEC with 1,129 rushing yards. On Sunday night football in Los Angeles, the Chargers, at 6-3, host the Cincinnati Bengals, who are 4-6. Expect a thrilling quarterback duel as Justin Herbert, with 14 deep ball completions, faces Joe Burrow, the NFL leader in passing yards with 2,672. The Chargers' stout defense, allowing just 13.1 points per game, will test Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase's dynamic connection. Also on Sunday, the unbeaten Kansas City Chiefs visit the AFC East-leading Buffalo Bills at Highmark Stadium. Kansas City is favored by 3.5, with the over-under at 47.5. In local sports, last night, the Dallas Stars overpowered the Bruins 7-2 in Texas. Evgeny Dadonov's 2 goals, including a penalty shot, set the tone. Charlie Coyle netted 1 for Boston, but the Stars dominated throughout. The Bees now stand at 8-8-2. On Saturday, the Bruins face the Blues at the Garden. Sunday afternoon, the Pats, sitting at 3-7, host the Rams at the Razor. With New England's front 7 producing 9 sacks last week, they aim to disrupt Los Angeles' 4-5 squad. Rookie QB Drake May seeks a second consecutive win, despite the Rams' formidable defensive front. Tomorrow afternoon, Boston College faces the Southern Methodist University Mustangs in Dallas. The Eagles, aiming for bowl eligibility, will rely on Kai Robichaud's rushing prowess against SMU's stout defense. Greyson James steps in as quarterback. The Mustangs are favored by 18.5, with the over-under at 47.5. Tomorrow afternoon, the Celtics, boasting a 10-3 record, host the Toronto Raptors at TD Garden. With Al Horford and Kristaps Porzingis out, the Celtics aim to extend their winning streak against the Raptors. In top news, Amazon recently faced scrutiny from the House China Committee regarding its shopping partnership with TikTok. This deal enables TikTok users to purchase products from Amazon without leaving the app, raising concerns among lawmakers about national security risks. A spokesperson stated, "The Select Committee conveyed to Amazon that it is dangerous and unwise to partner with TikTok, given the app's ties to China's ByteDance." Meanwhile, TikTok's future in the United States remains uncertain, as a law mandates ByteDance to sell the app by January 19th or face a potential ban. In business news, the United States Postal Service reported an annual loss of nearly $10 billion for the fiscal year ending September 30th, widening from a loss of $6 billion the previous year. Despite a slight revenue increase to $79 billion, the agency attributed its losses to significant expenses related to worker compensation. Postmaster Louis DeJoy has implemented a 10-year overhaul plan, including 2 postage rate hikes this year, raising the cost of a forever stamp to 73 cents. Advocacy group Keep U.S. Posted criticized these hikes, stating they have driven customers away, leading to a decline in mail volume. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $88,300. Ethereum is just under $3,100. And Goetzius Maximus is nearing 86 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. The United States Postal Service reported an annual loss of nearly $10 billion for the fiscal year ending September 30th, widening from a loss of $6 billion the previous year. Despite a slight revenue increase to $79 billion, the agency attributed its losses to significant expenses related to worker compensation. Postmaster Louis DeJoy has implemented a 10-year overhaul plan, including two postage rate hikes this year, raising the cost of a forever stamp to 73 cents. Advocacy group Keep US Posted criticized these hikes, stating they have driven customers away, leading to a decline in mail volume. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $88,300. Ethereum is just under $3,100. And Goetzius Maximus is nearing 86 cents. And in entertainment news, Sophie Turner is poised to take on the iconic role of Lara Croft in Amazon's forthcoming Tomb Raider television series, as confirmed by Variety's sources. While the deal is not yet fully finalized, it is expected to close soon. The series, which was greenlit earlier this year, will feature Phoebe Waller-Bridge as the writer and executive producer. Turner, recognized for her portrayal of Sansa Stark in Game of Thrones, follows in the footsteps of Angelina Jolie and Alicia Vikander, who have also played the adventurous Croft. The series is a collaboration between Crystal Dynamics and Amazon MGM Studios. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American humorist and writer, Franklin P. Jones. And he said, "One advantage of talking to yourself is that you know at least somebody's listening." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.